time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam Jones here. What a Super Bowl, right? Now, I would have liked a little bit more of a competitive game. And the first quarter looked like it was going to be, but then it seemed like Patrick Mahomes lost his nerves a little bit. And while he made a valiant effort, especially that one pass where he basically threw the ball while diving towards the ground, it seems the Bucs defense was just a little too intense for him. So now, Tom Brady has a seventh ring to add to his collection, and it looks like that was just his first of many seasons he'll be spending with the Bucs. My husband also told me the most outlandish thing about this Super Bowl and Tom Brady. He said that prior to the Super Bowl, the mayor of Tampa Bay and a bunch of Brady fans have started this petition that if he won the Super Bowl, they were seriously considering changing the name of Tampa Bay to either Tampa Bay or Tampa Brady. Now, out of the two options, I believe Tampa Brady would be the better option, as you can still shorten it to Tampa and it sounds the same, so people wouldn't get too confused. Whereas Tampa Bay, shortened to just Tampa, would be utterly confusing, not to mention it just doesn't roll off the tongue as easily. And speaking of ridiculous, the commercials were lackluster and meh in general, except for maybe two or three standouts. If you didn't see the Alexa commercial, I highly recommend you look it up. Both my husband and I were cracking up. It was hilarious. And I think if every female on the planet could have their own version of Alexa, their product would be sold out in less than 10 minutes. Then there was the Cheetos commercial with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Let me just say, wasn't me, and leave it at that. Well done, Cheetos, on that one. Then there were a few others, but for the most part, I was mostly disappointed in the showing. But anyways, football season has now come to a close. It's time to start watching some of our favorite spring sports, like gymnastics. Let me just say, I'm a diehard UCLA gymnastics fan. And I know, I went to USC, but USC doesn't have a gymnastics team, so it's allowed to like UCLA for that sport. Now, those ladies are some fine athletes. I miss my gymnastics days and swinging around the uneven bars. Soccer is another great spring sport, track and field, the list goes on. Anyways, I hope you all get to enjoy your spring sports. And now, I hope all of you have a wonderful 2 weeks. May your Valentine's Day be filled with love and friendship, and happy President's Day.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.